Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to see if he knows it. We're just going to let it go. Do you know the song, Pete?
Is that Reunited?
Yes! Ding, ding, ding!
Oh, you guys are too funny.
When I was asked to fill in last week, my first phone call, my first text was to our next guest, Gopher legend and a guy who has frankly become a very good friend, Pete Najarian. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, it's great to hear your voice, Dave. It's awesome. Oh, it's good to hear you. I am down in South Carolina right now at the campus, an absolutely beautiful campus now, by the way, of Clemson University. So okay. I was down here speaking to some people about things and investigating a few other things, and we got a big game coming up this weekend, so I'm really excited for
that. Are you going to the game?
Absolutely. We just walked past Dabo and hung out with him for a moment or two too down here. So it's fun, man. I'll tell you what, this is a great, great campus. Their sports facilities are off the charts. It's awesome.
I always love my favorite question when you and I used to do our show was, what city are you in this week? And we'd live vicariously through Pete, who's joining us, by the way, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So how long you're in South Carolina, you're chatting with some people, you're going to the game. How long are you down there for?
Just through the weekend. And then I'm coming back up there to Minnesota. Last weekend was a lot of fun too, by the way. You're going to love this as a guy, you know, going with me along the way. I bring you along the way, dude.
I love it. I appreciate it. Cause I never leave here, but yes.
I had a great weekend, and Tom Osborne had reached out. He said, come on down here for a football game. So my wife and I went down there and we had a ball. It was so great. It was a blackout. It was against USC. It was a really good game. They, unfortunately, for Nebraska's sake, lost the game. But it was just great. And I'll tell you, Tom Osborne is still, to this day, one of the great people of all time. He's just a special guy and an unbelievable coach and senator and everything else that he's done in his life. Athletic director, you name it. I mean, yeah. he was great at all of it. It's awesome.
I love your friend list, and I'm so great because it's got a lot of big names. And I'm grateful that I'm on the friend list with you, buddy. I want to start talking about Gopher football first. I loved that win over Michigan State last weekend. You and I last year talked about how much, and I was so excited to see Drake Lindsey. He's absolutely looked the bill. Here's my question to you. You have to win one game as head coach of the Gopher football team, and your choices to start are Max Brosmer or Drake Lindsey. Who are you taking and why?
I would probably go with Max only because of his experience and what I've seen of him as a Gopher. I think he's a guy who's got, you know, he's literally got ice in his veins. He's just a great guy, great player. I think he's deserving of being a Vikings backup quarterback, and quite honestly, maybe even a little bit better than that. But Drake's still a lot younger. He's had far less experience. But I think he will be a phenomenal quarterback for the Golden Gophers, hopefully for a long time. We have to keep him because whoever takes the job down there in Arkansas might think about wanting to drag him back down there, and we can't let that happen.
My wife is a Razorback, so she is from Arkansas, and so we follow the program closely. Bobby Petrino's back somehow.
Uh-huh.
And I keep telling her because we watch the Gophers. Yeah, he is. Look it up. He's back. We were watching the Gopher game, and she goes, boy, that quarterback's really good. And I said, yeah, well, you'll enjoy it because he's probably going to be a Razorback next year. I hope I'm wrong. But it, mm-hmm. but he has, I believe, he has roots and ties to the school. And you know, and I was watching their quarterback, and I don't remember his name, but he was okay. He wasn't anything mm-hmm. spectacular. But mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm Arkansas and I'm watching this kid who is from here play, you better believe mm-hmm. I'm trying to get some NIL money to get him.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's got size, he's got strength, he's got, you know, the backup experience. Now he's getting the in-game experience, obviously, this year. So that would be a hate, you know, that would be awful for the University of Minnesota, but it would be phenomenal for Arkansas. And if I was that head coach, I would be all over him. That would be my very first thing that I would try to do, is try to convince him into, how do we get you back here to Fayetteville? I mean, that would be my goal, would be to get him, if I was the head coach at Arkansas. So let's hope they're not successful at doing that, though, because I love seeing him back there. He's a big, tall, strong kid who's got a great arm, and I think he gets a little bit better. He made some mistakes. Obviously, mm-hmm. the Iowa game wasn't great, but this past week, I think he bounced back really, really well and did a great job for the Gophers against Michigan State.
Pete Najarian joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Bobby Petrino, by the way, the interim football coach at Arkansas right mm-hmm. now. I guess he doesn't have the job full-time, but I suppose if he could get Drake Lindsey down there, they might change their tune. So we talked to Collar a little while ago, your buddy, and he uh-huh. said Max Brosmer absolutely is every bit a backup quarterback, and mm-hmm. he was very impressed with what he's been in, and said, and I quote, he will mm-hmm. be in this league a very long time.
Mm.
You agree?
You know, yeah, I think I do. You know, we haven't seen him, obviously, at the pro level, other than, you know, in the preseason, mm-hmm. so we haven't really seen him, but you know, seeing what he looked like as a Golden Gopher and seeing what he looked like at some of the practices, and I'll go throw with the preseason. But that being said, obviously, that's not the real season. So I think he still has that charisma. He's got everything you'd want in a quarterback as far as his confidence. He's got size. He's got a really nice, strong arm. So I think for all those reasons, he could be one of those guys, even if he's not a starter, he's one of those guys who I think could be in the NFL for 10 years. I
absolutely.
Really do. So. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, by the way, Dave.
No, not at all. Make some pretty good money that way for quite a long time.
Sure. Yep.
So when you go back and you look at what happened, you saw the team against Iowa, then you see this mm-hmm. a completely different team against mm-hmm. Michigan State. Mm-hmm. I mean, X's and O's are one thing, but how do you have a complete and utter breakdown against Iowa like they did? And then, you know, granted, they had a 10-point lead on Michigan State, I believe, before they made it a game. But how do you have two completely different teams show up from 1 week to the next?
Well, I'm going to answer that by saying this. I think when you look at Iowa, Iowa is a far superior team to Michigan State. So that's number one.
Yes.
And I say that because they've got a dual-threat quarterback who I think is very good. They have a great running back. They've always got that offensive line at Iowa. They do a great job with that. Iowa is probably the most consistently solid team, one of the most consistently solid team in the Big Ten, especially somebody who doesn't have that splash like a Michigan or Ohio State or maybe a Penn State. So they've done an amazing job down there for so many years. It's just absolutely incredible. But let's also remember this. Michigan State was 3-0 against the Little Sisters of the Poor, 1, 2, and 3. And then they got into the Big Ten. Well, they've lost 6 games now in a row after the Gopher loss.
Yeah.
So they're not a great team. And I'm not trying to burst any bubbles here or anything mm-hmm. like that, but I think we have to be realistic. This would have been their first win in the Big Ten, and they almost got there because of going into overtime. So for them, it was probably disappointing. They did throw the ball pretty well against the Gophers, but you know, it's one of those things where I think it's fortunate for the Gophers that they won. They probably should have won that game by maybe 10 or 14 points or something like that. We didn't get that done, but we did. We got the win, which, you know what, when it's all said and done, that's what you're looking for.
Pete Najarian joining us, the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How much fun are you having fun watching the Vikings this year? You and I both, when they took J.J. McCarthy, were like, mm-hmm. well, we'll see. Are you sold yet on him? Have you seen enough to be sold?
I don't think any of us have seen enough to be sold on him, but I would say that...
Oh, I have. I've already crowned him MVP, and he's going to bring a Super Bowl.
Well, you know, there's always that possibility.
There's always that guy. I'm that guy.
But, you know, he really...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I really like him a lot. I think the world of what he's been able to do in his career, all the way from high school, all the way, you know, down there in Florida and going up to Michigan and now with the Vikings. And he's had all these injuries, and now finally we've got him healthy. He's a great player. He truly is. Mm-hmm. I like everything about him. That being said, you know, that game against Detroit was a really interesting game. You know, I think it's another time where, are we getting a little too excited about the fact that we beat them by 3 points? yes, it was, you know, and it was great. It was great, and he did a great job. He scored a touchdown running. He threw the ball as well, pretty nice. He did have the interception, but that's okay. It's going to happen. But I think that all the credit in the world needs to go to Aaron Jones, who had an absolutely amazing game. I mean, when you can run the football, it always makes it a lot easier to throw the football. And he ran, what, 9 times for 78 yards?
Yep, that's he sure did.
Not a bad yards per carry kind of a thing. And Goff actually, you know, I think that people are getting so excited about our defense all of a sudden again. Hey, the defense is back. We stopped the run, but we still gave up nearly 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns throwing the ball. So
yeah, he had a pretty good rating after that game.
Yeah, I think we have to, you know, I think that we always have to step back, take a look, not as a fan, but somebody who, if you're an analyst and you're neutral, what really happened to the game? Not what emotionally did it look like, but what did we really do? And I think that's what makes it, you know, a much tougher call on, are the Vikings pretty daggone good, or are we sort of still in the middle?
Every year we hear about Brian Flores and how great his defense is and how amazing the job he's done. He stays in Minnesota, and maybe that's because he just loves it here so much. Are you surprised that he hasn't gone elsewhere or gotten any run as a head coach? Another run as a head coach, mm-hmm. I should say. Or is it because of what happened in Miami?
Yeah, you know, I'm the one guy who's going to push back on the idea of Brian Flores being this great defensive coordinator, and I know I'm the negative guy, and so people will get mad at me for saying this, but I've said it all year, and I said a little bit of this last year. If you really look at what our defense has been doing, just take a look at where the weaknesses of the defense this year. Sometimes it's against the pass, sometimes it's against the run, mm-hmm. but whichever one it is, it's extreme. And I think when you look at the game with the Lions, I give a lot more credit to J.J. McCarthy and what he did than I do the defensive side of things, because on the defensive side of things, let's see, Goff threw for almost 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns. I don't know that that's outstanding. As a matter of fact, I think it's outstanding from Goff's perspective. We did stop the run, but, you know, we have not been able to stop both the run and the pass this year. We always give up something on one side of that, and I think the last 3 or 4 games before this past game, it was running. People were running the football up and down the field on the Minnesota Vikings, and a lot of people don't want to talk about that, but that's what I see. And I think that we're very light in the middle of the defense as far as weight and strength relative to the offensive side. And so we bring up an extra safety to kind of help things out. We stop the run, and that's why I think Goff had so much, you know, success throwing the football. Because if you look at Goff's numbers, I mean, they're pretty outstanding numbers against the Gophers. So, you know, I still kind of sit on the side of, I'm not sure if everybody, I think too many sports people have jumped on the same bandwagon of he's great because they heard somebody else say that he's mm-hmm. great. And if I look at those numbers, I don't see those numbers as great. And so, you know, and I think the numbers are what really counts, because that's part of the issue with our offense sometimes, because of the fact that the defense can't stop people. And that becomes a problem.
Pete, I miss you, but I so appreciate you coming on, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend in South Carolina, the Clemson game. Say hi to your lovely wife for me, and let's do lunch soon, okay?
We're going to do that, Dave, and it's great to hear your voice, and I look forward to, you know, doing this again sometime. It'll be fun.
I love it. Miss you, pal. All the best to
All
you,
right.
Okay? We'll talk soon.
Take care, man. Okay. See ya.
Pete Najarian on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Honestly, one of the nicest human beings I have ever met, and I will take that with me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.